You are Locked On Celtics, your daily Celtics podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Man, I'm so hyped right now. Anything's possible. Oh my mama made it, man. Anything's possible.
Rainy days, jump shot fade away. This the best Celtics podcast day to day. I get excited about it like when Tatum play a Jalen on the breakaway, a Kyrie when he make a trade, and nothing like the terrible analysts on the TV. So in depth that after you play it, you gotta repeat. So in depth they might do an hour about the D-League. So in depth you probably should pay him, but it's a freebie. Yeah, Corrales, Packard, and J. King locked on, trying to get the 18th ring. And well wishes go to Gordon. Listen, after every game is very important, Millie.
Hey there, welcome back to the Locked On Celtics podcast here on the Locked On Podcast Network. Thank you for making us part of your daily routine. We're here for you Monday through Friday. Whatever you're doing, wherever you're going, in the car, at the gym, whatever it is, we really appreciate you letting us tag along with you on your daily routine. We're the Rain and Jays, John Corrales, Sam Jam Packard. Today we're going to be talking about All-Stars, because the Celtics are basically in an All-Star break right now, part one, after coming off of their game in London. So, a few days off, not much to talk about with the Celtics, so we're going to have our own little All-Star draft and go through and pick, and one of us will be Steph Curry and one of us will be LeBron James, and we'll draft our teams. And it's all brought to you by our good friend, loyal listener, and real estate agent, Jason Manganiello. 15 years plus experience, and he wants to help you buy a house or sell your house, either one. And if you do either one, he'll donate part of his commission to charity, and he'll send you to a Celtics game. Hell, he'll send you to a Celtics game just for referring a friend who sells or buys a house through him. So more on that in a minute. Sam, let's start with this. There's been a lot of bitching about this stupid draft that they decided to do this year. And it feels like they said, hey, here's an idea, and it's fun, and they didn't think it all the way through, and now they're afraid of somebody being upset about being picked last. So they're not going to televise this draft. They're just going to announce these are the teams after Steph and LeBron sit down together and pick their teams.
Yeah, they came up with this great idea that's fun and then took all the fun out of it. It's like the drama would be to see who picks who. Like, this is literally a made-for-TV event. You throw this on TNT. You have the Inside the NBA guys be the hosts. You have LeBron sitting at, like, one table with 11 chairs behind him. You have Steph sitting at one table with 11 chairs behind him. You have the All-Stars in the crowd. It's perfect. It would be amazing television, and we would watch every single second of it. And like, the NBA is a league that's entirely built on drama and pettiness and bullshit, and like it's amazing. Like, it just seems like such a no-brainer that I just don't know why you wouldn't do that. Like, oh my, just like the Kyrie LeBron stuff, Russ KD stuff, like, would Steph pick all Warriors? I don't know, it's just, it feels like it needs to happen, and I'm really, like, for the first time, very, very disappointed at Adam Silver. He said they wouldn't want to do it because they don't want to put players in an uncomfortable position. That's exactly what we want. We want them on live television in an uncomfortable position for all of us to enjoy it. So it's been quite disappointing.
I agree, but I will also say that if there is another side to this. There is another side, and it does kind of create that discussion and think about, like, how many podcasts and blog posts would be fueled with the, oh, so-and-so got picked last and this. So I just guess they probably don't want to deal with all of that, even though it's fun. And even though I think of the, you know, there's 24 guys involved, or 22 minus the team captains, they're all going to be fine because they're all in the All-Star game, and who cares? But, you know, I think they could have fun with it, but
I just thought of a way to make it even more petty, is that instead of bringing 24 guys, you bring, like, 30 guys, and some guys just don't make to the All-Star game whatsoever. That would be – they would never do that, but that would be amazing. Like, if it came down to the final pick and Steph had to decide whether or not, like, Klay Thompson is an all-star versus Dame Lillard. It'd be great. It'd be the perfect reality show. That, I don't know why they're not doing that.
They
think of the motivation. Like,
of course,
NBA players are so fueled by like the slightest things.
Yeah,
like the next game where the guy who got left off the team against like because of LeBron, or if you have the players who are already drafted, like they're mic'd up and they have some input. I don't know. It just feels like Adam Silver's way too focused on basketball and the well-being of the players and not just an entertainment money grab. And it feels problematic. Just like, be who you are. You're a businessman. Be a businessman.
Well, the problem, I think, really is that they did this. And if you're going to do it, do it. Do it right. Don't do it and half-ass it. Do it and have it just be done the right way. And that includes letting everybody see the process. Let me see who gets picked last. Let me see who gets picked first. Let's just see the whole thing. Let's have some fun with it. If the whole point is to have fun and spark more interest in the game, then do that. Or if you're not going to do this, then if you're worried about how guys are going to take it or whatever, then just don't do the draft. Just do it a different way. Come up with, do it randomly. Just say ping pong balls and just, you know, whatever.
Or just have like Chuck and Shaq do it. And so there's no like in player pettiness. It's just like they're the coaches and like, but just the idea of having a draft, a live draft.
Have a retired player
pretty simple.
Somebody,
they could do that with ease.
Or have fans, imagine two fans winning an experience to be the all-star game captain. You know, somehow, some way, you have won the right to be the all-star game captain, and now two individual fans are sitting there picking their teams like a video game. And
that'd be awesome.
That would be, imagine, first of all, imagine that competition. Imagine whatever.
The national or international NBA competition for the two fans. You could do it something like whoever raises the most money for a specific charity. My God, solved the NBA All-Star game in a matter of 6 minutes.
Yeah, that's it. That's
all right. So the two fans who raised the most money for the NBA Cares charity get to be the two team captains.
That's it. And then, you know, however you do it, that way with some sort of tiebreaker, I assume you will get all of this money coming into the charity. They win or whatever. And then they go sit there at whatever event somehow and they start picking. That'd be great.
It's perfect.
I love it.
We just solved the NBA. Adam Silver, give the call.
Give us a call.
Reigning Jays can broadcast the draft, too, if you need a podcast partner.
Yep. We're here. We're available. We're free. We can, you know, for a light fee, we can absolutely be part of this whole thing. I'm in. Raising money is something that Jason Manganiello does. He's a real estate agent who's been working in the real estate business for over 15 years as part of the residential group, which has been the top-selling group in all of Massachusetts, the top-selling group at William Ravis since 2009. He knows what he's doing, and he knows that this experience is probably your first, even though he's been doing this forever. It's probably your first time buying or selling a home, so he will take that responsibility, and he will walk you through the process. Doesn't matter if it's a condo or a mansion, he is there to work for you, and he believes it's essential to reinvest in the communities, so he donates 10% of his commission to a local nonprofit designated by the client. That's you.
So if that's badass.
That's an amazing thing. I mean, you're already you're trying to move to a neighborhood, and he's making that neighborhood better by donating to a project there that needs help. That's amazing. And on top of all of that, he is going to send you to a Celtics game if you buy a house, if you sell a house, or if you refer a friend to Jason and they end up buying or selling a house, he will send you to a game as well. So if you know anybody that's looking to buy or sell a home, Jason Manganiello is the guy.
And he's a huge Reigning Jays fan. He's always hopping in the conversation on Twitter. He plays on me on draft. Shout out to him for being an amazing person and donating some of his profits directly to nonprofits. Like, that's sweet. He's a Celtics fan as well, but he's part of the small little Reigning Jays community we have going on, so that's cool.
Absolutely.
Too.
So when you're out there buying, you know, shopping for a house, you can talk about the podcast. You can listen to the podcast
as you're driving from house to house. That's, I mean, perfect. Perfect. So give Jason a call at 617-877-5694. That's 617-877-5694. Or email him. He set up this email address, lockedonjason@gmail.com. Ooh. Okay?
He's already a Rain and Jay, too, I just realized.
Yeah, that's it. He's an actual...
He's the real estate wing of the Rain and Jays.
When we buy our party mansion, we're going to go through Jason Manganiello. And
I don't know. We have to go through him. He's the best.
He's the best. And look, we get our party mansion. He gets a nice commission that gets 10% of it gets donated to charity. I mean, that's pretty dope. So the number again, 617-877-5694 or lockedonjason@gmail.com. And if you feel like spelling it with the Y like Jason Tatum, you can do that too. He's got both. This guy This guy knows what he's doing.
That man's a thinker, all right? He's thought this out.
He's got the whole thing planned out. So thanks to Jason for listening. Thanks for Jason for going through us for the ad. And I hope one of you out there looking to buy or sell a home goes through Jason. It'd be great. Okay, you ready to do this draft thing?
Yes. Do you want to be Steph Curry or do you want to be LeBron James?
I guess I'm taller. So
that is true.
I'll be LeBron. So I've got the East. So we got to set our parameters. We got to know what our pool is because we've got to have from the same. We got to get the same 22 guys, right?
Oh yeah.
So we can't just start pick. We got to make sure that we have the pool. So let's start.
Well, I feel like should I guess we will determine that. Do we need to have the pool? Because then we're like. Towards the end, when we get to the end, we'll decide who we think is make the All-Star team.
Fine. So let's at least get – we'll work
on – Do you have to stay in with Eastern Conference players and I have to do Western Conference players or is it just a smorgasbord?
Once you're in, you're in. So
all right.
We have to select from the pool of Eastern Conference players. So we'll assume that we're selecting from the same pool and just get this done. But let's go with the top vote-getters. At least. We've got to work within right now the top vote getters. So the East, we've got Kyrie, DeMar, DeRozan. Those are your two guards. And your three forwards are LeBron, Giannis, and Embiid at the moment. So those are the fan votes in the East. In the West, our guards are Steph and Harden. And I'm writing these down. This is the show prep right here.
Yeah.
And then our front court is Durant, Davis, and Draymond Green. So, and now we've got those five on each side. So there's 10 players. And you've got seven players on the bench. So since I chose my guy first, you can choose first.
So I, Steph Curry, with the first pick, I think this is obvious. I got to go with Kevin Durant.
Yeah. Yep.
It's like, he's my teammate. He's also probably the second best player in the game. It would be weird of him to draft James Harden. See, this is why this needs to be freaking televised. Cause like, that would be a fascinating decision to see what Steph does. I think he would obviously go with KD just because, they're teammates and KD's at a position that works. It just makes the most sense.
Yeah, that's what I would expect. But see, now, are we doing what we would expect, or are we just doing our own?
I say just do whatever feels right. So if it's so expected that you have to do it. But if you like want to make a bold choice,
yeah,
be bold.
Sure. I would then counter with James Harden.
Yeah, no, he's having an amazing, like an insane season.
Yeah.
Hold on. I'm just trying to write these down so we have our rosters straight.
I'm also keeping track.
Now, see, if I'm Steph Curry, I'm going to go with Joel Embiid.
Whoa.
I just feel like he's a fun shit talker. I like him on my team. You need a big man. He's going to be doing some goofy stuff. I don't know. That was just the first one that popped off the screen to me. It could be that him or Giannis, but I don't know. Now I bring up Giannis. It's a tough decision. It's really hard to pick up like what criteria you think like the mindset should be. It's not really like deservingness. It's who's crafting the bill, like the team that's going to be able to play the most fun in the game. So I think Joel Embiid would just be a fun guy to play with. So I'm going to go with him as my second pick.
Okay. Then I will take Giannis.
Yeah, that is obvious.
I was going to take Giannis before, and I'm like, nah, I should get Harden off the board. That was my Greek bias.
Fair Greek bias. Next up, I feel like Kyrie has to go against LeBron in the game, so I'm going to take Kyrie Irving.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, that makes sense. I was kind of hoping to avoid that. I'm going to go with Anthony Davis.
Ooh, over Boogie Cousins.
Yeah, well, right now Cousins isn't voted in as one of the starters, so I'm just kind of picking from the starting five.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm going with Davis.
That's kind of wild that Davis has more votes than Cousins when it feels like Cousins has had just a wildly better year.
Yeah, but you know, Davis is much more of a, I think, league-wide fan favorite. Is there are a lot of people who just don't want to vote for Cousins.
Yeah, no, that's fair. Right, so right now I have Steph Curry, Durant, Joel Embiid, and Kyrie. It feels like I need a wing. Who's out there for me?
Well, it's either DeMar DeRozan or Draymond Green at this point before we get to the bench.
I'm going to go with DeRozan. He's had a crazy run recently.
Okay.
He's been one of the reasons the Raptors have been quite good and are the second best team in the East. The other reason has been the Cavs have been atrocious, but DeMar DeRozan's been kind of going off.
What I love about that is it puts Draymond Green on the opposite team as Steph and Kevin Durant.
That's something we definitely need.
Yeah. So now I've got Draymond Green. Now this gets fun because we've got the bench. Who are we putting on our benches? So you've got the first of seven picks off the bench. Who's your guy?
Al Horford. Bam! Fundamentals. He deserves it. He should probably be a starter. I got to pair him with Kyrie, too, because just personally, I don't want to see him on the same roster as LeBron James. Because LeBron has owned Al Horford in every single playoff series.
I am going to take Russell Westbrook and have Westbrook and Harden going up against Durant. Plus, I mean, that's just going to be so much fun.
Yeah, that's much better. I mean, last year the drama was like Westbrook and Durant being on the same team, and they like had a passing each other. What, they had an alley-oop dunk? Way better if they're directly in competition. We need more beef. Beef is what this league thrives on.
Absolutely. It's the J. King-sponsored beef. All right, you're up.
I'm going to go with Boogie. I already have a big man in Al Horford. This is tough. It might be Victor Oladipo.
Yeah.
That guy's playing his ass off.
Yeah, he really is.
And I think I was listening to some, I think it was maybe a Woj podcast or a different podcast talking about how, like, everyone's talking about how now that he's not playing with Russell Westbrook, he's doing so much better. But Oladipo responded saying, no, like, I saw one season of Russell Westbrook and, like, how hard he works and how much work you have to put in to, like, be that good. And then I realized that I wasn't working that hard because I spent all this time with the Orlando Magic, who are a garbage organization. And so I just thought that was, like, interesting that you see how much work goes in, and now you see Oladipo, like, completely transform his body and his game. So that was just an interesting little nugget, and I'm going to reward Victor Oladipo for, you know, trying a little harder.
Yep.
That's dope.
Yep. I can see that. Okay, let's get weird with this. I'm just going to go. God, I've got Giannis. I've got Davis.
See, this is a weird portion of the draft because it feels like kind of arbitrary.
Yeah. I am going to take the unicorn, Kristaps Porzingis.
Ooh, good pick. He's going to be next.
Yeah, he's. I mean, obviously, he's having a great season. For a short stretch, people are like, "Uh oh, Porzingis having an MVP type stretch, which is silly, but he's really he's had a pretty good season. So, and he's I think seventh in the East in scoring here. Yeah, seventh in the East. So, yeah.
I'm gonna go with. This is part of me wants to say Lou Williams.
Yeah.
But I feel like he's a later round pick. I don't think you're going to take him in the next pick, but I think he deserves to be on the team. This is a tough one. There's not a lot of players that stand out. I think I'm just going to go with Jimmy Butler. He's been, yeah. I was looking at like the, I was kind of surprised. I was looking at advanced statistics, just like lead leaguers and plus box plus minus and all the VORP and all the win share things that I don't really understand, but kind of, you can look at them and get a general sense of what's happening. And I was surprised, like, just how well Jimmy Butler looks statistically. So that's my justification.
Yeah. I mean, look, Jimmy Butler's having a hell of a season in Minnesota. And there are people who have said, hey, what about the Jimmy Butler MVP talk? Now, obviously, that's...
You have to be a way better team.
Yeah. Yeah, there's obviously better choices, but he's the... He's the kind of guy that is like the he's the guy that starts the, well, what do you mean by most valuable type of thing? I mean, look, Minnesota is fourth in the West. They're 28-16. So they currently have home court if the playoffs were to begin today. So
you know what's even crazier though is that the Miami Heat are currently the fourth best team in the East.
Yeah. That is kind of nuts. I don't know how much longer that's going to last now that Deion Waiters is out, but they're really good. They're really good.
This Eric Spoelstra guy does not get a lot of credit, but he gets a fair share of credit, but because they had a crazy comeback last year, and a lot of people were talking about him for Coach of the Year. But yeah, no, the Heat are quite good. Their conditioning program is like what you hear about. It makes sense that they're just like a well-run organization when you hear kind of the stories that come out of there. So, but they have zero all-stars because no way Dragic is making it. And Kelly Olynyk, as much as I love him, positional defense doesn't get you in the all-star game.
No, though. So I shouldn't pick him next. Okay. This is where I'm kind of struggling a little bit here with who I should take.
I feel like now we should just go to who we think is most deserving because
right now I'm gonna add to my size. I'm gonna go Boogie Cousins.
Yeah,
I'm just gonna have this team that's just all size. Cousins, Porzingis, Anthony Davis, Giannis. I've got big guys that can spread the floor.
I feel like it makes sense, and like I think there's like a big small disparity in the NBA right now because it feels like most of the stars, when I was just like putting together a list of possible players, big guys are quite well. Like the person I want to take next, who I think is probably most deserving of the people we haven't taken, I think Andre Drummond.
Mm.
Like he has been damn good just in terms of his improvement over last year. I know he's kind of taken a dip a bit and so have the Pistons, but he has been the best defensive player, and just in terms of things like box plus minus, which again, I don't understand the full formula, but I generally think if someone's put that much thought into it, it's representative of something. He's been damn good on defense, and he's really made an impact, and is a much better free throw shooter. I just think when he's on, he is quite good. I mean, that's always been a question of his effort, but I feel like his general consistency has been better this year. And so I'm rewarding him for at least the first half of the season.
Okay, so you're putting Andre Drummond on the All-Star team.
I just did.
Okay. You know,
is that crazy? Like, I don't know.
I mean, look, he's the lead.
Who should I have taken then? I guess
no,
is the question.
No, like that's fine. Like he's you know, this would be what his second All-Star appearance. His last All-Star appearance, he had very similar numbers. You know, when he made the All-Star team a couple years ago, he was getting 16 and 15 rebounds. Now he's at 14 and a half, but 15 rebounds. So, but his shooting is better. It's his free throw. He should be on the All-Star team just for making 63% of his free throws. I mean, that's big. That dude,
he's basically doubled his free throw percentage, so he's just like on the court more. His minutes per game is actually up just because they can play him in the fourth quarter. So yeah. Like just for that, I'm rewarding him.
Yeah. So I think that's a fair choice. That's a fair choice. I need somebody on the perimeter. I need more guys on the perimeter. So I'm going to go with Bradley Beal.
Another good pick.
I think Beal's been really good.
You know what's awesome about Beal is that he's gotten like a little bit better and every single season. Mm-hmm. And you know who trains Bradley Beal is the same guy who trains Jason Tatum.
Yeah.
So I'm just imagining that if Beal's going to continue to get better, everything's going to happen for the same way for Jason Tatum, and he's just going to continue to improve before he's like the best player in the world.
Yeah.
To ever exist.
Yep.
And congrats, Jason Tatum, on Jason Tatum Jr.
Yep. That's
big. On him the Tatum Tot. Danger Cart said it. Tatum Tot. Tatum. Perfect name.
I love it. Tatum Tot. I love the fact that Jason Tatum, if he plays till he's like 38, could be on the Celtics when the Celtics draft his son. And if that kid plays until he's like in his late 30s, the Celtics could have a Jason Tatum on the team for like the next 35 years.
We could get to a Tatum three sticks. It would be a real, it'd be a dream come true.
Yeah.
Ken Griffey Jr. and Ken Griffey Jr. Sr. They never got that third generation, but I have such belief in Jason Tatum that I think it could happen.
I think it could happen too. There could be a Jason Tatum on the Celtics for the rest of my life.
But hopefully if we all play our cards right.
Yes. Yes. And I'm hoping that includes a third generation of Jason Tatum,
yes.
Because that would be very depressing for me to have just really buried myself so soon. God, go ahead, pick a player before I start crying.
So I too am in need of guards. I'm looking out there. I see CP3, Dame Lillard, Lou Will. I don't know if I really think Kyle Lowry or Kemba Walker are all-stars or John Wall at this point. I'm going to go with Dame just because I feel like the fact that Lonzo Ball has more votes than him right now is very upsetting.
That's so stupid. That is so stupid.
So Dame, come on down.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. Now, all right. I'm going to show some love as LeBron James to Kevin Love. I think Kevin Love's an all-star.
He's definitely an all-star, and I'm very glad you did that because I really didn't want to pick him. I have just like a real irrational hatred of Kevin Love, and but no, he's had his best offensive years, like numbers, in a while. Say what you will about the Cavs and their recent like down tick, but it's not been Kevin Love's fault. That guy's been balling out, and thank you so much, because I didn't want to take him. I don't want him anything associated with my team.
This is where it really gets good, because we got two more players left each, right? We're at 10,
mm-hmm.
And we've got two more players, and this is where it gets a little...
This is where it basically just gets into like your personal preference around players. Like, deserve... It's like a real borderline of whether or not the players deserve to be in the All-Star game, and so... I don't know. Chris Paul has played quite well, especially in James mm-hmm. Harden's absence, and the Rockets have played amazing, but Chris Paul also missed some time. Karl-Anthony Towns is a very good player who's putting up some crazy numbers and continues to. Again, I mentioned Kemba. Jokic has been quite good, but I'm going to go with my mainest man. I mentioned him earlier, Lou Williams.
Okay. Hey, he's having a hell of a season.
He's having a hell of a season, and just like a way that we just did not expect. And the I thought the Clippers were like left for dead. It's kind of crazy that they ended up getting something as good as Lou Will back for CP3. And Lou Will is just a real cool pimp. You want a pimp with on your team if you're going to be out after the All-Star game. Like this is like a good locker room presence too.
Right. Right. I can see it. I can see it. All right. God, I guess we can't not have Chris Paul on this All-Star team, right?
I mean, no, I think he's deserving enough.
You know, I mean, he didn't make it last year. His numbers are better. His numbers are a little bit better. And this is where you get to the point. Like, the Rockets are what, second in the West? You can't just have one all-star on that team, right?
No, he's clearly been, like, the second best player.
But we also haven't put Kyle Lowry on, and the Raptors are having a hell of a season.
Lowry's right now on the short list, too. This is where it gets hard. This is the nitty gritty.
I'm gonna put CP3 on.
CP3 for 18 points and 9 assists per game, with his still maintaining like basically 2 steals.
Yeah. The issue here is it's like, am I putting him on because I feel like, geez, you got to put this guy on, and am I gonna end up leaving a guy off that probably deserves it and is having a better season? So,
well, who would that guy be? Is it Devin Booker?
That's who I was looking at. I was thinking that Devin Booker, I mean, look, he doesn't play very much defense and all of that, and this, the Suns are just not good, but he's one of the next generation of talented young guards out there. You know what? Screw it. I'm taking CP3 off. I'm putting Booker on. My choice is Booker.
Screw the banana boat. They've been in this game too long.
That's it. I know. This is...
I'm going to be so upset if Dwayne Wade finagles away onto this team. No, he was on the team last year, and it's very upsetting.
No. No. There's no way he's on this team.
Thank the Lord. So, my final pick. Let's see. The way I see it, Karl Anthony Towns is still on the board. So is Jokic. LaMarcus Aldridge has been kind of the best player on the Spurs statistically, and they're still a pretty good team. Kemba, Lowry.
So many good
Jason
players.
Jason Tatum. I mean, there's so many good
so
options
many good
here.
Players.
Jaylen Brown. I mean, Terry Rozier is having a pretty good year. So many people to pick from. I don't know. See, this is also like a tough part because I feel like we're so focused on the Celtics, so I'm entirely judging these players. Like, I haven't got a lot of time to watch other Toronto Raptors games or Charlotte Hornets games, and so it's kind of based on where I see, like, how these players played against the Celtics, so. John Wall's quite good. I'm just going to, like, fuck it. Kyle Lowry, just because he's on the Raptors are playing quite well right now, and he's always been good. I don't know. This is like a really tough decision for me. Once I decided that taking Jason Tatum was going to be too unrealistic, Kyle Lowry is like the next guy who just made the most sense to me.
Yep. That's fine.
Although maybe Jokic. I don't know. It's tough. I don't want to act like I know so much about what other guys' seasons are doing going on right now, because I feel like I'm entirely focused on the Celtics and then only the Celtics.
I hear you. That's fine. I think Lowry, has taken a little bit of a, I don't want to say step back, but that might be the best term, because he's they're not playing the same style that they have in the past. It's not as much isolation, pick and roll. They're definitely taking more threes. They're definitely playing a little bit differently. So Lowry, I mean, he was a 20-point a game guy. Now he's
I'm looking at his stats now, and I immediately regret making that pick. His percentages are down across the board. He has less points.
Yeah,
he's a little bit more rebounds, but can I revoke the Kyle Lowry pick?
You can revoke it. You can.
Then I'm going to go with Jokic.
Okay.
Just because he's a big, tall white who can pass real good. That's always good to keep around.
My last pick's going to be LaMarcus Aldridge.
I think that's fair.
He really is having a great season. And the only reason I didn't pick him sooner is that I flat out forgot about him. And he's in the top 10 in the West in scoring. He's been San Antonio's best player, especially, you know, since Kawhi has been out. So, and the Spurs are what, third out West? So I can't imagine having a team third in the West and not have a single all-star. So LaMarcus Aldridge is on my team.
That's fair.
And
so we finished out the teams. Who do you think the biggest snub was? Carl Anthony Towns, Devin Booker, Lowry, Kemba?
Towns is a big snub. Let's see. Kemba's having a hell of a season, man. He has got to be like the most overlooked guy.
It's so hard because you play in Charlotte and everyone just thinks, oh, Charlotte, Dwight sucks. And then you can't think anything else.
Right. Kemba's he always plays well and he just keeps getting screwed out of all stars. He ends up getting kind of snubbed there. Who else didn't make the team there? John Wall, but he's been hurt. Ben Simmons has a lot of votes but he's not going to get on the team.
I feel like I'd be upset. I would be mad online if Ben Simmons was an all-star.
Mm-hmm. Who else? I think that's, just looking down, I don't see any big, huge names that didn't make. Well, okay, Paul George. How about Paul George?
Paul George has been garbage. Or not garbage. He's just been very inconsistent. I just don't think he's done enough to become an all-star.
Okay.
I'm looking at just like the standings right now in the teams. If anyone's not represented, not like the Jazz have been shitty, but Donovan Mitchell. No, I feel like we made a pretty good list.
I think the list is good. The list is good. But I think you can absolutely make an argument for Paul George as an all-star, but it's not. He's one of those guys that I think the disappointing Oklahoma City start, and I think that kind of overshadowed any positive that he's done. Chris Paul, we didn't put Chris Paul on. We can call him a snub.
Wait, did you draft Paul or did you draft Booker?
I put Booker on and took Paul. Okay, off. So
put, yeah, then Chris Paul probably deserves to be on the team, but
yeah,
you know what? Screw it.
Yeah, that's it. Other names: Klay Thompson is.
I didn't even think about him, and he's just that's kind of a product of having so many great players on his team. Yeah. But
okay, so our teams are: I've got LeBron, Harden, Giannis, Davis, Draymond Green as the starters, with Westbrook, Porzingis, Cousins, Beal, Kevin Love, Devin Booker, LaMarcus Aldridge,
and I have Steph Curry, Kevin Durant, Joel Embiid, Kyrie Irving, DeMar DeRozan. And then Al Horford, Victor Oladipo, Jimmy Butler, Andre Drummond, Dame, Lou Will, and Jokic.
I like it. I think those are good teams. I think
it would be an entertaining game. Maybe not. I don't know what the main storyline would be. Maybe I think it would be Harden and Westbrook versus Durant, Kyrie versus LeBron. It'd be some good stuff in there.
There'd be, yeah. It's right. The Kyrie against LeBron thing again. So there's no drama of them being on the same team or not being on,
But see if there was a televised draft where you could see all the decision making, the pettiness would be through the roof.
Yes, it would be. It would be. Yeah, I don't have any other. We've kept a lot of teammates together for the most part. Except
Draymond is on the opposite team.
Draymond's on the opposite team. So. We'll see how that goes, but I'm satisfied. I'm satisfied. I think we did a good job.
The only other all-star thing I want to talk is I want to get the hype building right now for Jason Tatum for the 3-point contest.
Yeah. Yeah. That would be fun. I think they'll invite him. He's been at the top, I think, for most of the season. Let me go and just check right now real quick. Who's at the top
I asked
now.
Him in the locker room the other day if he wanted to participate, and he just really didn't want to answer the question and said, I don't know.
Yeah.
And it was kind of awkward.
So Mirotić has overtaken Tatum, but he's only played in 18. Now, this is hilarious. So Mirotić has played in 18 games. Jason Tatum has played in 44 games. Tatum has taken 133 three-pointers. Mirotić has already taken 110. So in 18 games, he's taken only 23 fewer three-pointers. So Mirotić, over the next couple of nights, whenever he plays, could actually catch up to Tatum in three games. That's hilarious.
That's wild.
That's hilarious.
The power of Nikola Mirotic.
Yeah. There's, I'm just looking through these numbers. Yeah, so Tatum is obviously a very judicious three-point shooter. So
it'd be fun to just see him chuck, 25 shots in a row, because that's just so against his nature.
Yeah. No, it'd be interesting. I'd love to see it. I'd also like to see Jaylen Brown in the dunk contest. Why not? He can throw down.
I'd like to see Terry Rozier in the dunk contest.
Oh, my God.
Best leaping ability I've ever seen.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like really... Spud Webb-esque. I think he could do it. And he's got the swag and the personality. Tito for the dunk contest.
Sure. Let's go for it.
Crazier things have happened.
Yeah. Well, no.
No? Maybe not. I don't know. Just an idea. Just floating it out there.
Oh, man. So the Celtics are off until Tuesday. So just a couple of days left.
It's been a weird week. It's been I've been walking around like a zombie, just expecting more Celtics stuff. I don't know what to do with myself.
Yeah, well, it's.
I'm so happy they're going to come back.
It's not much going on. Not much left to say, really. Monday is a big, big NBA day. It's Martin Luther King Day, and so there's basketball all day long. So even though the Celtics aren't on, I'm working. Maybe you're not. Hopefully you get the day off. You can sit there in between League Pass, NBA TV, TNT. There are games all night long, like all day long. The first game is at like 12:30. There's the Hornets and the Pistons at 12:30, Sixers Raptors at 1, Bucks Wizards at 2, Spurs Hawks, Knicks Nets. There's games throughout the entire day. So enjoy a Martin Luther King Day has become a big, huge day for the NBA. So they really do it up big.
Yeah, it's a cool thing that the NBA does, because hopefully most of you guys have the day off. I just want to get on my soapbox for a little bit. And if you are able to enjoy the day off or have some time to reflect, I think it's just important to think about Martin Luther King as more than just the guy they put in commercials or throw quotes up about kind of the same quotes we always hear about equality and passive nonviolence. And think about that he was much larger than kind of the way he's been portrayed now. And he has very interesting thoughts on the white moderates and what white people's responsibility is in responding to racism. He has thoughts on violence, and he was very anti the Vietnam War. He was starting the Poor People's Party in 1968 before he was assassinated, and has a lot of interesting speeches and sermons about the kind of role of socialism and capitalism and things like that. So it's just from my soapbox, I would just try to say, think about him from more than just kind of the commercials you'll see all throughout the day watching it on the NBA.
Yeah, look, it's an important thing to really think about, especially in today's climate. I'm not shy about sharing my views on Twitter. I respect different people's different opinions, but there's a certain hatred, racism that's been very prevalent lately. And it's disgusting, and it needs to stop. So I hope that maybe some of the things, like you just said, can help people. Go read, look up what the day is, what the message is, who Dr. King was, and take it to heart, because We're all here together. We're sharing this entire earth, whether you believe it's flat or round. We're sharing it, and we all just want to live our lives. So we should just kind of let everybody live their lives. So enjoy the day, enjoy the basketball, enjoy moments of serious reflection, whatever it is. And we hope that you have enjoyed this show, our All-Star Show. And we'll get back to it tomorrow here on the Locked On. Oh, by the way, before I wrap it up, be sure to go, if you are looking to buy or sell a house, go to our friend, our listener, and all-around Celtics fan, Jason Manganiello. He donates 10%, speaking about doing well for you, doing good things for your community, donates 10% of his commission to local nonprofits designated by the clients. So you're going to go buy a house or sell a house. You can do some good in the process by helping Jason donate money to charity. And on top of it, he will send you to a Celtics game for buying or selling a house with him. Or if you are referring somebody, you can refer a friend to Jason and also go to a Celtics game. His number, 617-877-5694, 617-877-5694, or lockedonjason@gmail.com. That's it. That's the show. Thanks for listening. This has been the Locked On Celtics Podcast here on the Locked On Podcast Network.